Yeah, welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Rush Hour. Great to have your company. The Big Juice and I driving you home for the next 2 hours. I tell you what, have we got a full-on show for you today. Throwing $1,000 to be given away in the quiz with no name just after 5 o'clock. She's chock full, absolutely chock full with cozzies, kingies and dizzies. That's what we've got on the show, plus the juice. Welcome, big man.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Nice to be here. R.I.P. Keith Partridge.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a bit flat. Used to love watching the Partridge family.
I know.
Reuben Kincaid was my favourite.
Yeah.
Lozza.
Yeah. Shirl's a sort.
Shirl, she was good. Danny boy.
He's a smart little shit. What a show.
What a show.
I mean, for those in the right demographic, would have grown up with it.
Yeah.
Sad day. And like a lot of people saying on Twitter, he was Bieber before Bieber.
Wasn't he?
A lot of people are saying.
Well done, Sean.
Yep. A few people went, who the hell's Bieber? I said, all right, I'll give you that one as well.
Good
big
call.
Show.
Go
David away. King, a very good friend from Fox Sports, will join us just to talk a little bit of the draft this Friday in Sydney, but we're going to go down Fat Club Lane. Because Kingy, you, myself, and a few others used to return in some kind of condition around about this time of year. We start thinking about training.
Can't believe it. And there's a lot of nervous young men around the country regarding Friday night.
Waiting for that name to be called out. I'm surprised you're still here. They're getting past greats to go up and present jumpers.
Are they really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Jeez, have you not?
But I'm not a past great.
Oh. Yeah, you are.
The humility, just it's not your go, mate.
No.
It's not your go. Just when, you know, Murph, just when the wounds are starting to heal, close over off the back of the weekend with Jars and the confession.
What cheat gate?
And then he goes and tries and play all humble. Sit down and be humble. Dizzy's on.
Yeah,
Jason
good man.
Gillespie, going to catch up with the Diz. Man, John Cosmina's going to be our go-to guy for what has been a massive announcement in Australian sport. If you missed it, Ange Postecoglou is done. Is done and dusted with the Socceroos, but yet didn't quite give a definitive answer why.
We'll
discuss a little bit more of that in a moment. And, of course, we're giving away another Weber barbecue.
Okay, Lou.
Barbecue season. And we are giving away the big Jumbo Joe, which we want to rename the Jumbo Juice.
Oh,
barbecues.
Jumbo Juice.
And it's a big thank you to Heatworks, the home of Weber, heatworks.com.au. Shall we get the show underway?
I'm ready. You ready, Sean?
Ready. Button's pushed. Right. 5 seconds.
Let's Here
we
do go. It.
And we need to address Sean Craig Murphy later on in the show.
Yeah,
there's an issue that's really concerning.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen, Ian Ranella. It's the Rush Hour with Charles and Laurie on 104.7 Triple M.
After months of speculation, Ange Postecoglou has quit as Socceroos coach today, Jars. I've got to say, I didn't think he'd do it.
No, I'm surprised, Lou. He's worked really hard to get us back into another World Cup.
4 years of his life and he jumps out now. Yep. That's
and
the big one.
He's got 9 months to go.
I tell you what.
Take us there and help us improve from the last performance. But anyway, Luke, that's his decision.
I only know how to do it one way on this show and that's with song.
He's...
Never to replace. He's got a good legacy. He's going to leave a good legacy regardless of what happened in the last 3 or 4 months. He's going to have a great legacy for football in this country. Okay. Here he is announcing his resignation.
Yeah, tough morning for me. I guess after a great deal of thought and soul searching, I've decided that the journey for me ends as Socceroo coach. As I've said many times, it's been the biggest privilege of my life and probably not the ending I'd envisaged when we started, but at the same time, knowing it's the right time for me and the right decision.
Yeah, very emotional at times throughout this press conference on the prospect of telling the players.
I haven't spoken to the players. It would be impossible for me to do. I just... I couldn't face them and speak to them about it, and to be fair, their journey continues, I'll contact them all today at some point and reach out to all of them.
You have an issue with this, don't you?
Well, it's hard. I know it's logistically really tough to do, but it's one of those ones where, I probably would have been in touch with the boys. I would have even sent a text. Just to go, hey, I'm announcing today, then I'll be part of it, and I'll be in touch to answer any questions you've got.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Do you think that's being too harsh there?
Oh, look,
You've taken.
I'd rather eyeball them.
Yeah, but
tell
he couldn't
them first,
have,
and then tell the
public. But he
wasn't
ready to tell, right? So after that final game, when
mate,
we qualified,
he's been ready for a while.
Well, that's the point
Lou.
You asked. If you think that's the case,
he's been
then,
ready for a
well,
while.
Then he's been absolutely he's dodged them.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
And that's not. Well,
no,
I think you
got, I don't think
I think
it's
you got to
right
man up a bit more
yep.
than that.
Okay,
but if he came to the decision once it's done, I still think you got to let him know. They don't want to be hearing via text or by media report on Twitter that he's done and dusted. The big one that has been on everyone's lips is, and again, if you missed this press conference today. No real reason given why he's walked away. No definitive reason as to whether it be something else, family, a job overseas. Perhaps here he's talking about overseas coaching.
But yeah, I want to coach abroad. Part of me, you know, is pretty keen to get back stuck back into club football, working day to day. I mean, I have loved this job, but it's been all encompassing. I've thrown myself. It hasn't just been coaching the national team. The bit I still dearly love is the coaching aspect. So look, I don't want to be unemployed for too long, obviously, but I probably need to have a break with the family and just sort of regather my thoughts.
Paid great tribute to his family and his wife too for the sacrifice that they'd given to allow him to chase his dream. I just don't reckon you. I don't think you'd call it quits on the eve of a World Cup if you've got nothing to go to.
I'm just baffled by the decision.
Do you know what I mean?
We knew it was coming. But I'm just baffled. Why wouldn't you just take us all the way after all the commitment and sacrifice?
No, and all the crap you've copped.
And the grief he's copped from the outside world.
Yeah.
And now we're going to have to find a replacement.
Yeah.
To take the reins, 9 months to get ready.
It's not long.
Lou,
they
can't go overseas and get a manager. They've got to stay within our country.
Someone who's familiar with what the boys have been playing and doing. Yeah, again,
the timing.
I just get a sense somewhere along the line something's upsetting.
Absolutely.
And whether it be, I don't know, whether it was
management.
FFA didn't support him enough.
God, media.
I don't really know. He used to have a great relationship with media.
Didn't he?
Fantastic.
Mate, we've loved having him on.
It used to be really enjoyable, but for whatever reason, he got very terse.
He'll end up coaching in China.
See, the thing there will be, the hypocrisy of it all, if he comes out in 2 weeks' time and signs for a massive deal somewhere, everyone's going to sit there and go, geez, what a lot of smoke and mirrors that was.
Yeah.
What a, just a nice little act. Thanks, Ange. But because you're not, you don't, like, again, he knows, but we don't know. But surely we deserved to know today the reasons why he walked.
Absolutely.
Surely.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and every journo at that press conference, I reckon everyone who went back and their editor said, why is he retiring? They said, I can't really tell
you. We don't know.
Well, no one's done their job today.
No, yeah.
And he's played him again.
Yeah, he has, on his terms.
You know, he's almost as played him as well as the ball kit in the FFA Cup final.
Well, there's another
just
issue.
Just speaking of that, let's get to that. Hey, family, if you're out there, 133353, we know you are. Jump on the Dog and Bone right now and tell us whether our man, our boy, Michael Moroney, is in any trouble for that incident with the ball kid last night. Me personally, I'm calling for a royal commission into ball boys. Fair dinkum. And that father should have waltzed him back out and apologised. 133353 is the number. Give us a call. Want to talk Michael Moroney next on the Rush Hour.
Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. And we're doing it thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranilla.
Adelaide United couldn't quite get it done last night against Sydney FC in the FFA Cup.
Our boys
final.
Were brave. Don't worry
very
about
brave. Very good second half. Got done in extra time. But that's not what everybody's talking about today. Everybody's talking about an incident involving Michael Moroney and the ball kit, which happened late, which probably ruined
we lost momentum after the melee, Lou. Honestly,
absolutely.
We're all over him.
If you didn't see it, here's how it all played out and explained beautifully by Fox Sports' Adam Peacock.
And it's a free-for-all involving the benches, the players, the coaches, the backroom staff, everybody. What on earth sparked that?
Michael Moroney came over to get the ball off the ball boy. The ball boy didn't give it. And Chris Griffith-Jones knows the story and he's given him a straight red. Peers off. The poor ball boy is so rattled, it's not funny. He doesn't know what's come on. Michael Moroney actually tried to go home and get the ball to him, off him, and ended up actually, it looked like a bear hug on the ball kid. And the kid wasn't giving the ball up, and unfortunately it all escalated from there.
Yeah, all in.
Jeez, it flared
cleared up. The benches, and I think the worst case scenario of it all is it's such a bad look over such what was really a crucial part of the game and time where it needed to be done. David Gallop, obviously the boss of the Football Federation of Australia, he had this to say. You be the judge of whether he's whether he rules with an iron fist or not.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. Perhaps some lessons for a few people in that one, and glad that it didn't detract too much from what was a really exciting finish to the game. I'm glad that the boy and his father got to share in the celebration at the end. It was unfortunate, and just thankful that nobody was hurt.
And he just bland,
average, isn't it? Isn't it?
Like, about as exciting like, as
either,
marble.
You've either got a stance on that you can't do it.
Yeah.
Few lessons to learn by that have been learned. It was just too wishy-washy for mine. Look, we're going to talk to
and this John, is out of character yeah, of Michael Moroney.
Absolutely, we're going to talk to John Cosmina later after five and get Cosy's thoughts on it. But let's just address a couple of things. As a ball kid, one job:
give the ball back,
give the ball up.
That's all you have to do.
For everybody who knows Michael Moroney, and even when you watch this incident, he was just trying to get a ball so he could get it back into play so the Reds could keep their momentum and try and draw things up.
Because the kid turned his back on Michael and held the ball.
Exactly.
You could see it clearly, right? Yeah. Michael Moroney is one of the loveliest blokes you'll ever meet, Lee.
And I know in theory the rules are you're not supposed to touch anyone else that's not supposed to be touched and all that sort of stuff. But at that point in time, give the ball up, kid.
Mm.
Give it up.
Absolutely.
One job.
Mm.
One job. Adelaide United are holding firm on this stance, suggesting that the kid, all he had to do was give the ball up. They're standing by Michael Moroney. He got red carded. Now, I would hope common sense prevails here, Jar. Mm. And then that is it. And just go, like Gallup just said, lessons to be learnt by everyone in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And in future ball kids, your job is one thing. Hand the balls over.
And the ball kids are from local clubs around the state that want to get involved.
If you want to play a conspiracy theory, and history is littered with ball kids throwing the balls away or not giving them up and wasting
run
time
the clock
and
down.
Let's hope that wasn't the case at all. But
then the young lad got presented with a medal.
Yeah, well,
he was on stage celebrating.
Yeah, and basically,
what's all that about?
Yeah, I mean, you could easily mount an argument going, well, hang on, we're rewarding this young fella for actually when he didn't do what he was supposed
to
do. Now, you don't want to isolate him and make a bigger deal than what it is, but...
No.
I would imagine that that they really should have been told, well, mate, you didn't quite get the gist of what you were supposed to do.
No.
I mean, I know it probably sounds a bit harsh, but if I was that kid's dad, I would have probably apologised and said, well, he didn't do what he was supposed to
do.
We're really sorry.
Spot on.
And we hope nothing happens to Michael Moroney.
He'll probably get 3 weeks for that.
Because you know what it goes on? It comes under that beautiful banner that has been in the AFL for the last 2 years.
And that is?
It's a bad look.
Mm.
And everybody knows when that gets trotted out, it's a bad look.
It
means you're going to get weeks.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's crap.
I agree.
Absolute crap.
And it changed the momentum.
That was the other big thing.
Straight after that melee, Luke.
That is the other big thing. And you don't want title games or championship games being decided because some kid doesn't throw a ball back in. Get to the phones, big man.
Brent of Woodcroft. G'day, Brent.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Brent, what's your take on this and Ange?
Well, on Michael Moroney, yeah, look, he shouldn't have done what he did, but it's a little bit too late for that now. I think you pretty well much said it all, but just on the ball boy, it was a nice dive. We're waiting for the score from the Russian judge just to complete the set, I reckon.
He did go down, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
What about Ange, mate? Your thoughts on Ange?
Ange's, it's disappointing, I've got to say. I reckon he could have been our most successful football manager, Australian born. I think Andrew's just done a big screw you to all the snipers who've questioned his results over the last couple of years. And, you know, his methodology is excellent. And why question it? He's our most successful coach.
Yeah. It's a bit of a, let's see how you do without me. Cop that.
Yeah, exactly.
As my record's intact, I'm feeling good. I got us there.
Yeah,
can't hang anything on me anymore.
Yeah.
Great call.
That's prize, please.
Thanks, man.
Sure. Prize, please. Thank you.
Well, the prize we got is a big one. Hey, Brent, you want this? You and 3 mates on the Triple M couch. This is the Adelaide United.
Fantastic. Love it.
The Western Sydney Wanderers game. It's Sunday the 26th of November. If you want to buy tickets for this, adelaideunited.com.au. That game happening at Cooper Stadium. You're going to be on the couch with 3 of your mates. Well done, Brent.
Fantastic.
Could you probably do that a little bit quicker?
Bit quicker.
Well, you were hesitating.
Do you know what happened
with
then?
That read?
Do you know what happened then, Joe?
Honestly,
very much like the FFA Cup final, we've lost momentum. it's our very own ball boy incident.
We, in fact, the entire Triple M team is going to be broadcasting live from the Cooper's Ale House in Jebb's Cross, renaming it the Shops for the day. You and I are going to be there, and Jar's going to be there as well. You're not saying anything, are you?
I'll be there, Shawnee. looking forward to it. What a massive lineup.
And that's not the band you and I. That's
actually, no, that's true. But we have got some pretty heavyweight bands here.
Angels.
Angels, yep. Yeah.
Killing Hardy.
Nice.
Thirsty Merc. Yeah. Ray and the Boys.
Brilliant.
It's a get involved and just tell everyone, family, friends, the boss, I'm just going to the shops.
It's free as well. Completely free.
Mods will be there. Tony Modra. Yep.
He'll be there.
Yeah, Charles will be there. We'll I'll be there. All right, we're on air. And if you're there too, Matt, we're doing our little business card draw too. If you drop your business card in, and when we draw the winner at 4:30, if you're around, instead of winning $1,000, you win two.
Stop it. Mm. Brilliant.
$2,000 on a Thursday just to spend at the shops.
And don't forget, we launched the Cooper's Ale House down at Jepps Cross, didn't we? You and I.
Very with the video special place in our heart. Yeah, when you walk in there, I would expect the sound of angels, the angelic, the great man in vault. Nah. Hey, don't forget, we're giving away a barbecue today too. All right, stick around for that. That is coming up a little bit later on. All right.
Yeah, you just have to wait for our barbecue to call. That'll be coming up soon.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, sure. Two things happened in that break then. You yawned into the microphone.
Sorry.
Which outdid your ordinary little pun, Murph.
Oh, the heat's got me, Lou. The heat's
Jesus got me. Tell you what, I'm going to do an Ange.
Don't you dare quit.
I haven't got long, but I might. Right. Up next, David King to talk about the draft, which is happening on Friday. And we'll reminisce a little bit about pre-season as well.
It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Righto, Jars, the National Draft is on this Friday in Sydney, and Channel 504 and Foxtel will show every pick live. Mm. All right, I cannot wait to see it. And a man who's going to be right across it, the one and only very good friend of ours, David King. Kingy, welcome back to the Rush Hour. The year is getting away from us.
It's come very quick, hasn't it?
Oh, it certainly has. And we were just having a bit of laugh off air. Let's recapture the magic. This time of year, normally us three in a very good paddock.
Look, if we hadn't got the 95 kilo by now, we weren't having a crack. It was this stage of the off-season where you thought, geez, I hope Winston Abraham and Byron Pickett have done nothing. Yeah, two will finish behind me in the run.
I'd go to Cornsey. Cornsey, g'day Cornsey, good to see you. Where's the fat club? I'm off. You go over there, Andrew, join your boys. And then you had 3 months to get yourself ready for round one.
I spent a lot of time with Byron Pickett this time of year.
Oh, yeah, very tight.
Too much.
Kingy, we're going to see any fat kids get drafted on Friday night.
Oh, that's harsh.
Yeah. Now, look, I'll tell you what there is. There is a couple of kids that have got enormous scope in that sort of area. And I mean that in a positive way. They're probably not as, you know, they're professional now, but they're probably, when you get into an AFL environment, they've got 3 or 4 kilo to lose.
Yep.
They'll tighten right up and they'll become absolute stars. I mean, some real talent, particularly in the top sort of 12 to 15 picks, are some absolute beauties.
And Kingy, it's been sort of, you know, the mock drafts have come out for the last 3 or 4 months and they're sort of chopping and changing a bit, but the top 3 or 4 are now starting to sort themselves out. Cameron Rayner has always been in there.
Paddy Dow, quite a few of the
Brayshaw.
young Brayshaw
is the one I was trying to think about. Yeah. So they're all sort of thereabouts. Is there anything, Kingy, at this point of year, are they really tightening in on best player or most needed type of player?
Yeah, it's a great question. And also the other factor now, and particularly you guys will know about this, is the go-home factor. The big question for Brisbane right now is, do you take a Rayner or do you take a risk that he may leave? Do you take a Brayshaw, knowing that he'll probably stay, he's probably, you know, a 15th of an inch behind Rayner at this stage. Stevenson's got the health issue. That's a scare. There's always a little wart or two with every player. There's a flaw or two or a risk. So I think you have to make the decision. Do you back your environment? And this is where I think Chris Flagan will have a massive impact on their drafting structure, because he'll just say, give me the best player and I'll create the best environment up here. We'll back ourselves to get it right.
The Crows get pick 12. What type of player do you think they'll try and snag?
Well, pick 12, there'll be some good players there. I mean, there's guys like Lachlan Fogarty, there's Dylan Moore around there, maybe a Charlie Constable floats down there, or a Caulfield, one of those guys. There's certainly enough talent in this draft. I get sick of people saying, oh, the top 4 or 5 are absolute stars and then it drops right away. I don't think it does.
Yeah.
There's a couple of bolters. I mean, Glenn Luff has come on board this year with the Fox coverage, and he's going to have a look at it from a sheerly analytical point of view, what we actually know about these guys already. Now, you can't crystal ball at this stage because, you know, it's like, Louis, these guys are going to improve under a different structure. Yep. What they're playing now is a foreign game to what AFL is.
Yep.
I mean, they're playing one-on-one footy.
Yep.
They're virtually playing in zones. It's key forward versus key back. That doesn't happen at AFL level. No. So they've got to relearn the whole game. So you're looking for attributes, and Luffy's going to really home in and find out which guys have got the best attributes to suit AFL standards.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to that because it is such an issue with this under-18 competition, Kingy, that Mruzi is adamant that we are playing the wrong game for these kids, and when he gets them, he has to retrain. It's basically sending them straight back to school, and therefore another 2 years of them wasting time treading water to find out if they're any good.
That's spot on, and I know his beef is that we need to be more like the American system. I'm not sure where I sit with that. I like the idea of something different, but this seems to work. You give kids that first year out of school, and maybe we lose too big a percentage of the talent that we've got already there and in the system. But yeah. I think what you'll see this year, boys, and a lot of smalls. There's about a dozen guys that are 178 centimetres or less. It's about 5'11 or under, and we know the game's gotten tall. Midfielders have gotten taller over the last few years, but I think this year you'll see a lot of small guys. I mean, they're quite brilliant in what they do. Some clever small forwards to put on pressure.
Little Patrick Nash.
And I think
Nash.
The talls. Mm. Yeah, Patty Nash. I mean, the smalls will come up the batting order.
Yep.
And I think the talls will slide. And that's probably reverse for what we've seen in the last few years.
Well, Kingy, as we said a little earlier, we all better get off to Fat Club and get ourselves organised and just make out that we're doing good things instead of sitting in the spa at the Sydney Football Stadium.
Well, I tell you, it's not good having to do a TV visit just out of the blue.
Yeah.
I mean, just a lonely old Friday night in Sydney.
Oh, no.
November 24 is not my peak time.
Wasn't built into the fitness regime.
Wear a black suit.
Shoot them high, Kingy.
I'm gonna hold my hands above me, both my chins.
Yep.
So you don't see them.
Yeah, just get someone holding your back.
That's it.
All right. I cannot wait.
Good
cannot
call
wait
him,
for
mate.
All the insight, mate, on Fox Footy 504, yep. mate. The draft this Friday night in Sydney. Thanks, David King.
Good luck, boys.
See you, champ.
See you,
Louis, buddy.
Triple M.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella. They are closer than you think. The Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Righto, Juice, pre-season has pretty much commenced right round the whole lock, stock and barrel, whether it be amateur clubs, sample clubs, AFL clubs, first year, first to 4 year players. They're all back, and you're back as well out at Gazer.
Yes, we are, Lulu, and I just want to share something with the family and get some advice and maybe get some ideas.
Oh, hello.
To assist my young player, Jimmy Mapstone, who's become our fines master for 2017-2018.
Very nice.
And we're talking about team fines here.
Absolutely. I'm loving where this is heading.
Right across, on field, off field.
Yep.
And we, we let it slip this year.
Oh.
All right? Because one of our past players put his hand up and said, yeah, I'll do the fines.
You can't have it because they're not there. They're not a part of it. They can't be aware of all the acts that are
happening.
Now, this
is a big job, as you know, because it raises money for their end of year trip or whatever they want to do.
Yep.
Anyway, he got on the phone to me and he goes, Coach, just sorting out the fines for the boys because as of next Monday, so I'll give them a week's reprieve.
Week's grace.
With uniforms, boots and
haircuts.
Just hair, all that kind. Just give them some notice and then, as of Monday, it starts next week.
Right.
Now, Jimmy Mapstone, the fines master, just
said, what did he come up with, the old Mapstone?
Well, he said, skins on the shorts.
Oh.
$2.
What about the poor?
I said no, $5.
No, what about the poor blokes that don't want to get too much sun?
I'm sorry, Lou.
No, you're a fair skinned warrior who's had his fair share.
But skin's under your shorts.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
No. Hang on.
Yeah.
It's not my decision.
Right.
It's Jimmy. I'm just sharing.
Yeah.
Tops off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can I nominate?
If I see one rig out, look out.
Isaac Heaney, Sydney Swans.
Oh, don't tell me.
They've just returned.
Please don't tell me.
Raining.
No, don't.
Shirts off. already leading the vote for any excuse to get your kid out.
Yeah, that's a.
Apparently, I saw Tomo the other day too, walking down the street with the shirt off. Too far.
How Scotty Thompson.
Too far from the beach too.
No.
Man, not anywhere near.
So there's a fine there.
Yep.
He said, what about public affection?
Oh, the PDAs. Yeah, okay. If you're spotted anywhere, that's good.
PDAs, okay.
Because that's a good bonding.
Yeah,
that
okay. Yep. So a red card or a yellow card on game day, $20.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
All right. Yep. So my boys aren't too bad. And he said, what about ponytails?
Oh, man buns.
Now, we're talking $50 here.
Where you at? Yeah.
So
it's probably a small price
a couple
to pay.
Of little, so he's got about a list of about 12 to 15.
Mm.
It's a massive job. He'll need some sort of an assistant to monitor and go and collect the money off the boys.
What about poor parking in the car park? A bit like what you do here when you're sort of, whether you're in or out.
Bad.
You know,
you take the coach's car park.
Or some boys just park half over a line, you know, that sort
of
stuff.
That's a good one. And then he said media.
Yeah.
No media.
Oh, yeah.
He said $2. And I said, well, you obviously exclude
fashion?
Me.
Could fashion be in?
Also, we have a game day uniform, which...
But what about from a training point of view? When you're rocking, someone might be trying out a new kit, might be a little bit on edge.
See, that's a good one.
The one that I want to see this is my big one.
Yeah.
And I want to introduce it on the rush hour.
All right.
And I want the family to be a part of it.
Footy fines.
Very much off the back of Duck Club. And that we should run here with the old 1-333-53 and a hotline.
Mm.
Fat Club.
Oh, that's a good
Just
one.
Spoke about it with David King. It's said with love and affection.
Yeah.
Not meant to be a put down.
Oh, who can
we know because got every football club will have a handful that'll come back. Yeah. A little worse for wear.
I've got a couple.
A little out of nick. 1-333-53 Fat Club.
Let's go.
You ring it in.
Love
your name,
it.
Your shame.
Love it.
That way then they're on the list.
Yeah.
Check them in.
Done.
They've got to work that little bit harder. They know what they've got to get up to. And we just help them. Reach their best.
And that's what we're here to do.
Help us to help you.
Nice. Right.
Fat Club.
I like it, Luke.
Rush Hour's very own.
Oh. What are you looking at me for?
I don't know. I'm just looking at you.
It's just coincidental.
Yeah. Have we got one in here? As I said earlier, what are the Rush Hour rules, Murph? Hey, just talking about football fines and club fines, pre-seasons are all back, and we said a bit of joke
fun
about
it.
Fat Club as well, and bits and pieces. The phones have lit up, Joe.
I go to the phones,
you got a texty?
Jimmy Mapstone now, the one's going to take charge, and I just said to him, look, champ, fines for being fat.
The fine commissioner.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah. Mm. And I said, said with love.
Yeah.
And he's replied back, well, there goes your coaching payments. Now, Mapsy, you keep that attitude up.
Yeah, you won't play.
You'd be playing with Buddy Quinney.
All right.
We go to Brad of South Adelaide. G'day, Brad.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, Brad. You got an early nomination for our Fat Club, which is not quite off the ground yet, but said with love.
Yeah, we got Joel Cross came back about 5 kilos heavy last week, so he's got a double chin. So,
brilliant!
Had a good off season.
Oh, I love that.
Joel McGarry medalist has come back fat.
Yeah, not good at all.
Could be the secret.
I'll let you wag, won't be too happy.
Well, Brad, Jar's won too, coming back fat.
Mm.
And
well, mate. Maybe he's going
And Crossy's done the same. Mm. And, of course, Alice the Wag on Ruined It's in the Morning, partner of Joel.
And she's demanding.
Well, she's demanding. And he's awfully demanding. Remember his tight schedule?
Yeah. It's a jolly cross.
Yeah.
Been nominated.
Fat Club, you're in.
You're in. Good on you, Brad.
First nomination. There's a trivia quiz for you in the quiz with no name. Speaking of,
1-333-53
is our number. If you would like to play the chance to win $1,000 thanks to Automasters, give us a call right now, 1-333-53. Great to have you company. A big second hour still to come. Hey, if you're just knocked off and you're heading down to the beach for a little dip, cool yourself off. Mm. A few Noahs around, Jars.
Yeah, another siren went off this morning, Lou, down Hanley, so be careful.
Yeah, just don't get out too deep. I said, big second hour to come. Jason Gillespie will join us, of course, part of the Triple M family when it comes to the Ashes, which we rock tomorrow morning from 10:30, first test at the Gabba. We'll talk to Diz about his new coaching gig back in England and just have a little bit of fun with a great man who we love dearly. We'll also deal with the very neurotic. And now I've finally worked out and been able to label you, Murph. You're our Woody Allen.
Don't say that.
There you are. You look like him.
No, not in some ways, but not in other ways, if you know what I mean.
But you are.
You know, not in the bad ways.
Just in the anxious, neurotic way.
Yeah, sort of stuff.
I can cut that.
We're going to deal with where Murph's at. We've got a Christmas party this weekend, and as everyone knows, I mean, time to dine out on the company. Well, Murph's thinking about not going for some crazy reasons, and we'll explain more very soon.
Very disappointing.
Speaking of that first test, how's the pitch looking? I know you love your turf.
Mm.
I love my turf. Mm. Let's find out what the pitch is looking like at the Gabba.
It'll be fairly normal. I mean, there might be some early life, but, you know, if it's a nice day, it'll just pan out into a pretty good batting deck after the first session. Pretty normal.
Got to get old Les Burdett and have a word to that. Yeah. That is a curator of the Gabba right there. And just teach them.
Jeez.
Right then, that is your 2 minutes where you could sell anything.
Correct.
And they're going to buy it and believe it and whatever else. That's where you're up. So, look, it could do a bit of this. It could do a bit of that. Use some names. Warner could get an easy 50 inside the first 20.
Starkey's going to just swing them both ways.
Mitch might be able to bend it like a banana. Yeah. All that sort of stuff. How bland was that?
God. But it'll be ready to go for the boys. We'll bat first if we win the toss.
Very exciting. There's nothing like, watching the first half hour of the test
good.
Match.
Yeah.
Especially
Kookaburra
in Ashes.
Hand.
Were you using kookaburras or were you using jukes?
No, kookaburras.
I reckon we're using jukes.
No. We use our own. When we play over there, we use the jukes.
So
what
it be? Why? Last year we used
it's more for the Ashes game back over there. Now.
Oh, we're getting ready early then, aren't we?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, a couple of seasons. Anyway.
Anyway, okay, time to try and give away some cash, and there's a little twist today, family.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Yeah, we love those guys, and you will too. If you take your car in there, they'll take great care of you. Who's playing today, Jar?
We're going to go to Aberfoyle Park, and we're going to say hello to Jess. G'day, Jess.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Very good, Jess. Hey, Jess, you might be in luck today. For the family who don't know, Triple M obviously rocks the Ashes. There is every chance, and well, there's massive chance.
Big chance.
Jars and I won't be on air for the next 2 days.
Correct.
So what that means is, and for you, Jess, that Roll the Dice Friday is no longer on the equation.
Correct.
This week. Now, as luck would have it, the dice are locked up and we can't get to them. Otherwise, we would have rolled the dice for you today.
Yep.
But I'm going to default to my 2IC here, the Juice. Now, if you're really clever here, Jess, you should ask him for an extra Automasters or three.
Three?
Oh, maybe three Automasters.
Hey, Jess, you're an Essendon fan?
I am.
I'll give you four.
What?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
All right. You've got four Automasters, Jess, and I wish you all the best.
Jess, thank you so much.
Jess, I'm going to overrule that just ever so.
You're going to give me five, aren't you?
No.
You can't take it off for Lou. I've just given it. You've come to me and I've
given
you four.
Yeah, but I didn't think you'd go
all
four.
All it is three because she gets one anyway. Just given her three extras.
You've given her an extra three.
That's all it is.
Good old,
an extra three is good.
Yeah.
Good old.
All up four.
What I love is Murph, I love this. LL Cool J's at it again. The ladies love Cool J's.
It's coming up to Christmas.
All right, so four Automasters, lifelines.
Here we go, Jess.
Wow. Oh, boy, wowee, Jess. Good luck.
All right.
Okay.
Murph's going to be super tight on time, pronunciation, all that stuff you need to know. Time will start at the end of the first question. All the best of luck. He's Jess.
Thank you.
Okay. Who won the FFA Cup last night, Jess?
Sydney FC.
What time does Triple M's coverage of the Ashes start tomorrow morning?
9:25.
In cycling terms, what does TDU stand for?
True or false, Ange Postecoglou will be resigning as Socceroos coach after the World Cup. True or false?
False.
Okay, which Wimbledon champion sadly passed away on Monday, Jess?
Novotna.
Which four-letter band is playing at the Saturday night concert at the Adelaide 500?
Four-letter band. Live?
Yeah, well done. Which airline sponsors Golf Australians Open?
Which airline sponsors?
Golf Australians.
This is the only one I want you to answer properly. Is Andrew Jarman a cheat?
Yes.
And what date next year is the Tour Down Under start?
Sorry?
Just say what the sponsor is.
Yeah, the date.
The date?
Say the sponsor
say
of
the
segment.
For Tour Down Under?
Yeah. No, our sponsor of the segment.
Automatic.
Yes!
Boy, I know you got a distraction with you.
I know this is a distraction, little one there.
Good luck.
I do. I've got a little baby on my.
I know. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Correct.
I couldn't even keep count.
$80
Jess, I'm going to take you back to number two. Why on earth did you try and guess the starting time of the Ashes when you had four Automasters lifelines?
I don't know. That's throwing
right.
it out there.
Two Down Under is TDU. Jars butchered.
Get it out, Jess.
The Anna Novotna was correct. Live was correct.
Yeah.
Airline sponsors Golf's Australian Open? That's Emirates.
Jess said Automasters.
Yeah, I know exactly, but I was just throwing it out there. And
she got eight right.
And then you finally got question nine right. What date does the Tour Down Under start? When I finally prompted you with the sponsor of the segment, which was Automasters.
It's $80.
I would have said January.
Yeah, January 13.
Of course. That's what I was
going to
say.
$80.
Anyway, $80. Good effort considering you got a little one on your lap. Well played.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks anyway. Thank you.
What it does, though, we love the most, Jess, is that Jars' love of the ladies on the show continues. Well played, Jess.
All right, thanks very much. Thank you.
All right, it'll be back on Monday. Yeah. Won't it?
Well, is the cricket still on?
Potentially.
I mean, we might be in Monday.
Okay. You've done an
edge. Is it going down to the wire?
Yeah, it will be.
Oh, geez, I hope so.
All right. When was the last time you had your brakes checked? Yeah, you better call 1300 Automasters.
Take offence to question 8, mate.
Question 8?
Yeah,
was
don't
that?
Like that one.
Oh, yeah, look. Oh, I think we're taking offence.
Slandering my name, mate.
I think we're taking offence to the way you're asking the questions.
It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis at Triple M.
Righto, Jars. Ange Postecoglou finally confirmed it that he won't be taking us to Russia. Yep. Called time on his career as coach of the Socceroos, and a man who knows more about it than us joins us right now from Fox Sports, the one and only John Kosmetic.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Cosy.
Cos, what do we make of it? Did we squeeze him out, or is he a man that has something else that he wants to do, and we may find out shortly that he's going to go coach somewhere else?
Look, I don't know. I don't think anybody knows the true story except for Ange. I don't think the pressure would really have got to him because he's always stood on his own digs in regard to how he went about things. He's always been his own man, so there's no issue with that. You know, there's been talk about some angst between himself and the hierarchy. But then he's put that one to bed and said that, you know, normally you just face up to the fight and get on with the job. He wouldn't let that get in the road. There's been not a lot of transparency, and that's probably been the most annoying thing. And even the resignation today, it still leaves a lot of questions and no definitive answers, not even speculatory answers either. So,
Cozzy, who are the contenders to replace Ange?
Look, I think probably if you're going local, you can't really look past Graham Arnold.
I agree. Yep.
I don't think Kevin Muscat is ready for it yet. Arnie's got the experience. He's been coaching for a long time. He has been to 2 World Cups. He's worked with Gus Hiddink. He's worked with Pim Verbeek. He worked with Frank Farina prior to that. He's been around a lot. If you go offshore, then you're looking at a whole new infrastructure. You know, Dan talked a lot about his legacy and his philosophies and, you know, the Australian way of playing. Well, if you've plugged Arnie into the system now, it could almost be a part-time role. You got to weigh up what you do after that. But like I said, if you bring an overseas guy in, then you'd start looking at changing philosophies, and he might have different ideas about personnel. He want to have his own staff in there, and
it's too messy, doesn't it?
A logistical nightmare. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Cos, what does it mean for Russia? Like, I'm trying to get my head around it. That's in June next year.
Ange's gone his way about it, and I'll be honest with you, a lot of people have disagreed with with the way it's transpired. I've said, I think certainly on this station and everywhere else, that we shouldn't have even been playing. Against Honduras last week. Should have qualified at the end of the group stage. We were certainly good enough, but the change in tactics and everything else threw a real spanner in the works. Someone might come in, and I know Arnie might want to play a basic back four.
Is there enough time to do that?
Yeah, plenty of time. Look, the thing is, you're dealing with professional footballers, and they all of them play in different systems in their club, and they're used to different methods of coaching and whatever else. And it is professional. It's as simple as that. You've got a job to do. You know, you're supposed to, at this level, have a reasonable amount of football intelligence. So someone comes in and maybe throws in a few new ideas, it's not going to change the world.
Hey, let's change tact. FFA Cup final was a beauty. Had one unsavoury incident with Michael Moroney and the ball boy. You've had a look at it. You've had time to digest it. I thought Gallup was a bit wishy-washy. Where do we need to go with this? Bit of common sense?
He'll get sanctioned. Yep. He has to. Look, I don't think he was aggressive.
Is it because it's a bad look, Cos?
It is a bad look. Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, I questioned why didn't the kid throw the ball back.
Yeah, me too.
Start with, you know, I've watched it probably a dozen times, trying to work out whether it was I think it was obviously accidental, certainly not intentional.
Yep.
Because Michael Moroney's just not like that. He's a great bloke. He's a really passive guy. He's a hard competitor, but you have to be. But he's not in any way, certainly wouldn't have any malice towards a kid like that. And I don't think it was even a brain snap. I think it was just an accident, an unfortunate set of circumstances that resulted in the kid falling over. But the kid should have thrown the ball back. Yeah. And then when Marnie approached him, he's turned his back and hugged him.
Held the ball.
And look, I'll be honest, was he cajoled into not throwing the ball back? Was someone in the crowd giving him a stick? I don't know. Was he a 70-foot bloke thinking, you know, is he a support? No, it was crazy. It was just a bizarre set of circumstances. So there's a whole lot of things unanswered. The kid needs to explain himself to start with.
Absolutely.
He could have hit the panic button when he saw Moroney coming towards him and just went into a defensive pose. I would have thought most kids, if they saw an adult coming after him, they would have thrown the ball and ran away. You can't throw the book at him. Eden Hazard from Chelsea got nailed about 5 years ago. You got a 3-game ban. I can't see Moroney shouldn't get any more than that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole thing, I suppose it got worse
was made worse because there was melee afterwards.
Yeah,
clearing the bench.
That suited Sydney FC right down to the ground. It took all of the sting out of Adelaide's sort of any opportunity to come back into the game. I certainly don't think that kid should have been up on the podium getting a medal.
Disagree with that.
That's a bad look as well.
It was, yeah. And then presented with a medal as well.
Yeah, because you're pumping the kid up into some sort of hero. I know he's young, but he was at fault in this situation as well.
Spot on. Spot on, mate. Hey, Cos, thanks for your insight.
Good
really
on you,
appreciate
mate.
It.
No problems, guys.
And Fox Sports, John Cosmina. Fox Sports says every game of the Hyundai A-League live ad break free during play and in HD. The one and only Cosy on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Fat Santa's in the house. Time to give away a Jumbo Joe barbecue thanks to Heatworks, the home of Weber. Heatworks.com.au. Go and see our man Oggie on McGill Road, right, just at the back of Norwood there, to go and get yourself a great deal on one of these Webers. We're giving one away right now, Juice. Three callers are up there. They've just got to tell us why we should give it to them.
Scotty of Blakeview. G'day, Scotty.
G'day, boys. Jars, Louis, how you going?
Very well. Right. Scotty, your reason why you need a new one?
Okay, my reason is I currently have two boys and we love our Barbies. It blew up 2 weeks ago, and I've got another kid on the way, and I cannot have three kids that don't eat barbecues.
It's a good call. It's a good start.
It's the culture. It's Australian culture, Lou.
Just park it for a moment, Scotty. That's nice.
Okay, let's go to Cassandra of North Haven. G'day, Cassandra.
It's all over. Hello. Hello. How are you?
Good, Cass. Righto. What do you need,
buddy? What do you need?
Well, my husband had two barbecues, and they both rusted, so he took them to the dump and now he doesn't have one. So I'd like one to surprise him for Christmas.
Yeah. So the catch with that, Cassandra, is he's already let two rust. Can we trust him?
Yes. Well, where they would normally sit now has cover.
Right.
So.
Okay. All right. We'll stay on the line.
Sit tight.
Maddie of Elizabeth. G'day, Matt.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Righto, Maddie. Get yourself a Jumbo Joe in the next 10 seconds. Go.
All right. So I'm actually away for Christmas this time, and when I told the mother the other day, she wasn't too impressed.
Yep.
So she's demanded that she's coming around the next couple of weeks for a pork roast.
Yep.
And it just turns out our Barbie's just on its last legs as well, mate. So new Barbie before then would be nice.
All right. Okay. See just a bit of thinking music. Three good ones, Luke. Scott, Cassandra, and Matt. I'm going to hand it over to you, big guy, because we've had a bit of sport with you
today.
They're
your Barbies.
That's okay. That's what I do. I just give till it hurts.
Which one? Oh, look, I like, I think Maddie from Elizabeth.
Yeah, I
do.
Jeez. That's
Mum's coming around.
Tell you what, the Twitter family have just fallen off their perches. So Splash and
they're all very good. But
on for Cassandra.
Maddie from Elizabeth from Chaps.
What's that, Maddie? Who's you giving two secs to?
Sorry, mate, just the boss. He's just called me on the phone, actually.
Like it. There you go.
Just tell him you're talking to us, mate. Congrats.
Enjoy,
you've
mate.
Got yourself a Jumbo Joe, or better still, can you christen it Juice, please?
Well
send
done.
Us a photo.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
Well played.
Are we giving... Oh, no, we're not.
Now we're not working.
Do the family know we're off for the next couple of days?
We're off for the next couple of days.
Dizzy's coming up next.
Yeah.
The Rush Hour, Charles and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Right. Triple M rocks the Ashes, Juice, tomorrow at 10:30. And this man is part of our wonderful commentary team. And I tell you what, diversity is the key. We're the only commentary team, I think, that has an ethical vegan on board. And that man is the one and only Jason Gillespie. Dizzy, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks, Louis. G'day, Jazz.
G'day, Chief.
Did I get my facts right there, Diz? Ethical vegan? Yeah.
I am indeed, yeah. Been over 3 years now. And you just caught me. I'm in the middle of a run.
Oh, this is
gold. I was a bit stuffed, actually, so it's good that you rang so I can have a break.
Good boy.
We should be Skyping this. And well done, too, mate, on the news. Head coach of Sussex. Congrats.
Well done.
Yeah, it's an exciting opportunity. And, we feel we can make it work with the family because we moved back from England to be back in South Australia. And
yep.
One of the draw cards of that job was it's during the county season only, so there's no winters in England, so happy days.
Very nice. And now we've got somewhere to stay in the UK, Jar, so
yeah,
we're happy
with Diz.
Absolutely. No problem.
Very good. Diz, just quickly turning our attention to the Ashes, a bit of sparring on Twitter today with some former English and Australian boys, Mitchie Johnson jumping in involved. Is it all of good nature? Is it going to be one of those test series? We've seen David Warner come out and talk about Stokes. I mean, how bad does it get, or is it most of it tongue-in-cheek, Diz, when you're sitting in there and it's the media who really inflame these things and jump on and take it the wrong way?
I think that the intention is there is a bit of tongue-in-cheek, and particularly from I saw Nathan Lyon's one about Matt Pryor.
Yeah, and Jono jumped in.
I think with Nathan Lyon, I think he's just deadpan. He mentioned it in a in a media conference. Yeah. I think he's having a bit of a laugh about it. But, you know, when you question someone's heart or ticker as a sportsman, you take that to heart. And I think that's what's happened with Matty Pryor. And I think maybe Nathan probably underestimated the response to a comment that he's probably thinking, oh, it's a bit lighthearted, just having a bit of banter before the series. So probably best to leave those, when you're questioning someone's heart and commitment for the cause, you've got to expect a little bit of fire back, I would have thought.
Diz, what about the Australian youth policy? That's over now with the latest three ins for the first test tomorrow. So obviously the selectors are just going with blokes that can bat and bat well and bowl well.
Well, I don't have a problem with Cameron Bancroft because he did exactly what the selectors requested.
Made runs.
Made performances. Whereas I think where it clouds the issue a bit is with the selection of Tim Payne. Now, Tim has not been playing regularly for Tasmania. In fact, he's only kept in five of their last 23 matches. And, so he's there purely as a gloveman because he scored one first-class century in 91 first-class matches. So, he's not there for particularly his batting. He's there for his presence and his leadership potentially. He's there for his glove work, which, is always been without question. So to say it's a shock is probably a selection, it's probably a fair call. However, I think, as Aussie fans and supporters, are we going to support Tim Payne and the Australian side? Of course we are. We just want to go out and see the Australian team perform really well against England.
All right, the big news on the rush hour, Diz, from the weekend, Jars was leased out to a local club. Gun for hire was the term they used, Morfitt Vale. Yeah. Dismissed after on the fifth ball, a big whoosh of the bat, leg stump went flying out for one. But then we got hit with this grenade, Diz. He rang into our duck club hotline and admitted he tickled one down leg side second ball.
Oh, wow.
That's okay if you're one of those blokes that plays by the umpire's decision. Mm. But when you're a man who professes to be a walker, like Adam Gilchrist.
I'm a walker, Diz.
And says he's all that. He actually didn't walk, Diz. And then he rang in 2 days later to purge about it and sort of admit it.
Right. Diz. Did he go into the confessional, did he?
He did. He did. Yeah. He shut the door.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't sleep, Diz.
You couldn't live with yourself. I mean, look, you tickle one down, and if you say you're a walker, you're either a walker or you don't. Mm. It's always an interesting debate, isn't it, about walking and not walking? Yeah. Because you could argue, because in the laws of cricket, it says you must respect the umpire's decisions. You could interpret that as saying, well, hang on, why don't I let the umpire make a decision, and then I'll respect that.
And that's what I was doing, But Dizzy had always professed that he never waited for the umpire's decision because in his heart of hearts, he knows when he's out.
Yeah, well, so technically you could argue that's against the spirit of cricket. Yeah. You're not going to wait for the umpire, you're going to make his decision for him.
Absolutely. Did you ever walk, Diz?
Diz, he's made a mockery of the system.
No, I wasn't a walker. No, I respected the umpire far too much. So I let him make his decision, and then I respected whatever he decided.
Yeah, I'm with you, Diz. You do your job, I'll do mine.
Go back running, Diz. Go on.
No, we're not finished with Diz yet, I tell you. Diz, as a coach of several formats, I mean, what would you do with an individual like this?
I'll be honest, I'd probably give him his marching orders, perfectly honest. We can't have that sort of tomfoolery. That's for sure.
Jeez, Diz, it's ruining our brand. We're being tarnished, and Diz is part of the family now. Thank God we're going off for a couple of days, Diz. We might be able to regroup.
Mate, I'm surprised the producer's not in the studio now.
Yeah.
Giving you the papers.
I mean, there was a word afoot that we'd bring in Darren, but we couldn't afford him. Diz, can't wait to hear you in action, mate. Triple M rocks the Ashes, 10:30 tomorrow morning.
Look forward to it, gents.
Good luck with the Ashes, good luck with Strikers, and good luck with Sussex, and good luck with just dealing with Jars coming down and trying to bowl in the nets.
No worries, lads. Always a pleasure.
There he is. Diz man, Jason Gillespie, who is part of the Triple M crew when we rock the Ashes tomorrow morning from 10:30. Jars and Louis, Rush Hour.